There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely a place for you. Hey everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast, and I want to share with you a very special Valentine's edition of the Unstuck Podcast. I've had some really great revelations over the last couple days that I cannot help but share with you guys because you're my tribe, right? All the people who want to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. And it's really just people who feel stuck and are not getting as much traction as they want to. I wanted to share with you guys all about how my journey of choosing love, choosing forgiveness has helped me to get to where I want to go faster. But first, let me tell you this. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I am so glad that you guys have joined me here inside the Better Club. I am Lachelle Weemy, and I am here to help you get income and impact at an even faster rate. I absolutely love to see you step into your potential. And today what we're going to do is talk about how choosing love and forgiveness will actually help you get to where you want to go even faster. Now, I hope that that caught your attention because all of us are here because we want to be better, do better, and have better, right? In life and in business. And we want to start to live that life as soon as possible. And living with intentional love and forgiveness is going to help you get there even faster. But what I want to do is take you to a place, you guys, that's beyond those business schools, that's beyond living that manifested dream life. And it's truly allowing you to step into heaven on earth right now. You guys, that is what Jesus asked us to do. He wants us to live as though we are experiencing heaven right here on earth. How do we do that? You guys, how do we do that? We live with love, joy, peace, forgiveness. And when we can start to embrace that, we can start to experience what it's like to feel heaven right here during this life. All right. So what I want to do is take you into this place and help you understand that none of this stuff is separated. You guys, everything comes together beautifully in order for us to truly step into the life that God is asking us to live. And in order for us to truly step into that life, to truly step into our purpose, to truly step into heaven on earth, we have to start to set down the things that are going to hold us back. In fact, on Thursday, I'm going to be doing a workshop all day. It's called the Becoming Experience. And some of the things that we do is work on forgiveness, and we work on setting down the things that no longer serve us so that we can start to accept and receive the beautiful gifts that God is trying to give us. And one of those, you guys, one of the hardest ones is forgiveness. And so I'm wearing this shirt on purpose. Not only is it Valentine's Day, but I really wanted to help you guys to understand that by choosing love, we can actually choose to create this life, this beautiful, abundant life of peace, joy, gratitude, and love now, experience heaven on earth now. But when we do that, we are then aligned with the energetic flow of that life, and more of the same will start to manifest in our lives. How amazing is that? Like, would you guys not love to see more beauty, more peace, more calmness, more things to be grateful for in your life? Like, can I get an amen there, right? And so when we can choose these emotions, we actually get a chance to raise our vibrations in a place where more of those things are going to manifest or become attracted to us energetically. That's just physics, and I'm not going to go into all the nerdy details of that tonight. What I want to do, though, is bring this down into a really inspirational place where I am going to allow you guys to think about where you are and where you want to be, all right? And where all of this lines into how do we manifest this faster? How do we get to the life that we're desiring faster? It all comes down to the energy in which we are living in, okay? So last week I talked to you about the emotional vibrational scale. I bring this up a lot because this is a foundational thing that you need to understand in order to get this. And I will post a picture in the comments when I'm all finished so that you guys have that to rely back on, okay? So when we are experiencing the emotions of love, peace, joy and gratitude, our body and the cells within our bodies actually vibrate or spin faster. And that, my friends, is in alignment with where God is. That allows us to be in communion with Him. That allows us to open our subconscious mind to allow Him to speak to us so that we can discern what His goals are for us, right? When we can have those emotions, that's where we live. But you guys, when we are living in anger, resentment, irritation, just fear, unworthiness, and honestly, I'm going to bring it back to unforgiveness, we actually lower our vibration. The cells in our body actually rotate slower. That brings us down to the vibration of our fallen world and further away from where God is in that beautiful plane. When we live in anger, when we live in resentment, when we live in unforgiveness, we actually are choosing subconsciously or consciously to distance ourselves from the love of God. When we, again, are living in this beautiful place of joy, gratitude, and love, we are closer to Him and allow more of His blessings to come into our lives. When we live down here in resentment and unforgiveness and anger, we separate ourselves from that. And we find ourselves experiencing more hurt, more disappointment, more reasons to feel like we need to hold on to resentment, right? And that's not where I want you guys to be. Because when we get a chance to choose to raise our vibration and allow ourselves to be in alignment with where God is, more of that beauty can come in. So you might be saying to me like right now, like, okay, Lachelle, like that sounds great and all, but damn, that's freaking hard, right? Like you don't know what happened to me. You don't understand how much hurt. And you guys, I gotta be honest with you. Like, this message is as much for me today as it is for you. Because I have consciously and subconsciously living with a lot of hurt and pain myself over the last couple of years, gone through some of the hardest things that I've ever gone through. And I find myself being tainted with these little shards of unforgiveness and resentment and anger and hurt. And guys, guess what? It has impacted my ability to live heaven on earth. It has impacted my ability to grow as fast as I wanted to grow, to make the bigger impact that I wanted to make because I've held on to some of this hurt. And one of the messages that I received yesterday, which is so beautiful, my daughter and I actually have this beautiful little routine where we watch a show together, and it's called The Good Witch. And it's a Hallmark show, and it's, you know, don't freak out, like it's not about like real witches. What it is about this beautiful little town and this magical place where this lady, Cassie Nightingale, has this beautiful spirit, and she just like beautiful coincidences happen around her all the time. And she lives love and joy and peace and calmness. Like if you watch that show, like she lives as an image of Jesus. It's really cool. And all of these little beautiful coincidences happen around her all the time. And my daughter and I watched this show. And I was having a really hard day yesterday. I'll be honest with you. Like I'm going to, you know, hold back tears. Because I started to realize like the Lord was revealing to me where I was holding on to unforgiveness, where I was allowing that to really cloud the lens in which I could see in the world. And you guys, again, we need to be able to raise ourselves above that, to be in communion energetically with Him, and to be able to allow all of those beautiful things to manifest in our lives. And He allowed me to recognize that I was holding on to a lot of pain, a lot of unforgiveness that has clouded me and kept me down here in a plane unknowingly and sometimes knowingly, to be honest with you. So going back to The Good Witch, so Leighton and I were watching it, and Cassie said something that really struck me. She said, you have to concentrate less on the person you're trying to forgive and more on the person you want to be. I'm going to say that one more time. We need to concentrate less on the person we need to forgive and more on the person that we want to be. You guys, when we focus on the person that we're trying to forgive, that pain, that resentment, the anger, the hurt, all of that comes in. And it clouds our ability to see all the beauty that is out there waiting for us. And I was talking to my daughter. It was so cute because in this story, there was this superstition of this curse that was keeping this couple from being able to fall in love. And I said to my daughter, I said, honey, curses only exist if you believe in them. If you believe there's a curse, then you're going to continue to see things that manifest as that. If you believe that that doesn't happen and that doesn't exist, then you are going to see that. And it was so cute because literally like that exact phrase like came out of their mouths a couple of minutes later. And she looked up at me and she's like, Mom, you know, it was so cute. But it's so true. And sometimes I have to see these things in myself to be able to see like, holy crap, God, that's what you've been trying to tell me. And everything that I do in the Better Club and in the Unstuck podcast is to help you guys to learn from my journey so that you can be on your path to living your best life. All right. So here I was concentrating so much on believing all of the things that justified my hurt. They justified the things that kept me holding on to resentment and anger and pain. Instead of choosing to be the person that I wanted to be. And you guys, guess what? I, along with probably all of you, want to choose every day to be more like Jesus. And the gospel teaches us what that looks like. God tells us that he wants us to be born with fruits of the Spirit, that being connected to him in the vine is going to allow the fruits of the Spirit to be of us. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How beautiful is that? If we truly want to be more like Christ, then we have to choose to be love, be joy, be peace, be patience, be kindness, be goodness, be faithfulness, be gentleness, be self-control. Notice that I say be, not have. Because a state of being is identifying with who we are. It becomes part of our DNA. It becomes the lens in which we choose to look at the world when we choose that identity. I can have these things, but there is a difference between I have and I am. There's a reason, you guys, that my business consulting firm is I Am Life by Design, because it is a state of being. And so I could choose to focus on the person that I'm trying to forgive and the pain and the hurt and all of the reasons that have kept me stuck. Or I can choose to concentrate on who I need to be. And if I choose to be love, that means that I have to go back to 1 Corinthians. Being love means being patient and kind. It means that I am choosing to not be jealous or be boastful or proud. It means that I do not demand my own way. I'm reading this because I don't want to get it wrong. It is not that I'm irritable and I keep no records of wrong. It means that I choose not to rejoice about injustice, but rejoice over when the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. Love is always hopeful. And love endures through every circumstance. I was concentrating so much on person or the people or the situation that I was trying to forgive, that I was losing myself and who I want to be. And I read that verse and I'm like, holy crap, like I was holding on to being proud. I was holding on to keeping records of right and wrong. But this is what they did to me. But don't you understand? Like what you did to me, right? but look at what I've chosen to do in my spirit. When we get to choose love, we allow ourselves to let go of the heaviness and the baggage that holds us back. We choose to allow ourselves to recognize that all of us are broken, all of us sin, it just wears a different coat. And there are people that I have wronged knowingly and unknowingly because I have held on to resentment and pain, and I've kept a record of wrong. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice in injustice, but rather rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. And the thing is, you guys, is that we have to be willing also to let go of the outcome. I was going to grab it and I didn't before I got on the computer, but I have a little box. It's called my little prayer box. And when I feel a hopeless situation, sometimes my natural tendency is to do more, to try harder, and sometimes all it does is it makes it worse. Can anyone relate to that? Oh my goodness. But when I allow myself to recognize that love never gives up, it never loses faith, it always hopeful and endures through every circumstance, I have to be willing then to trust God to do what needs to be done on his part. Sometimes it means that I may never see the fruits of what lessons have been learned with another relationship. And sometimes they may never see everything that our relationship has done to impact me for the better. I have to allow myself to give that up to God and to let him see it through in the ways that he needs to. And so my friend yesterday, as she reminded me, she said, you have to just make a conscious choice to give it up and hand it over to God. Just hand it over. Allow yourself to no longer have to ruminate, to wonder, to relive it over and over and over again. Choose love, my friends, and then give the rest up to the Lord and let him do it. So guess what? I woke up with a completely new outlook on everything. Everything. The unforgiveness that I was harboring, the pain and the hurt that had clouded decision after decision of whether or not I was going to allow myself to be put in a position of being hurt again. Whether or not I was allowing myself to open myself up to other relationships or even the same relationships. I'm letting go and trusting because I'm choosing to be love, patience, joy, kindness, goodness. And more of that is going to manifest in my life. And it may be with the same people that I have held that pain and hurt. Or it might be that God chooses to bring other beautiful people in my life that are even just another layer of this, of beauty and love and hope and faith. I don't know. But the good news is that I get a chance to just watch and patiently wait and hope and know. And so what I want you guys to do today is to recognize that we get to choose love, and we get to choose joy, and we get to choose who we want to be, and not focus all of our energy on who we need to forgive. One of the things that I also want to mention in this is that oftentimes we can bring ourselves through the lens of hurt into a place of self-preservation so that we don't get hurt again. And I feel ya. Gosh, I feel ya. Like you could tell, right? But what I've had to recognize is that when I am about to make a decision of how I'm going to interact, react, think, speak, respond, I get to look through it from the lens of the fruits of the Spirit. Is the way that I want to react consistent with the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Or is it not? If it is not, then I need to check myself before I wreck myself, because chances are I am coming from this from a place of hurt and pain, not out of love. The other thing that I have to do is to check myself in the sense of, is my response that I'm going to make just now God-centered or self-centered? Oftentimes, if it's self-centered, it's preservation, it's pride, it's ego. It's, I am not going to let them hurt me again. I am not going to let them walk all over me. I am not going to let them hurt me. I am not going to whatever. Guys, boom, that's ego, that's self-centeredness. But if my response is God-centeredness, God-centeredness is the fruits of the Spirit, and allowing myself to check myself through that lens before I respond. And I come back now. And I say to myself, number one, is that God-centered or self-centered? All right, let me check. Is it from the fruits of the Spirit? And then am I going to choose to concentrate on the person that I need to forgive rather than who I want to be? And if I want to be love and peaceful and just full of joy, and that's, my friends, who I have to choose to be. So let this be a reminder to you on this Valentine's Day that if you are finding it's difficult for you to let go of some of the unforgiveness that you've been harboring, this includes yourself. This includes yourself. Because if you recognize, like, holy crap, Lachelle, like, you're totally right. I have been interacting with people or reacting or not reacting because of hurt and unforgiveness and pain. You have to learn to forgive yourself too. Because unforgiveness of yourself keeps you also in that lower plane of the emotional vibrational scale and away from God, away from heaven on earth, away from joy, love, peace, gratitude. Okay? Learn to love yourself. Learn to forgive yourself. Say, you know what? I'll do better next time. I'm grateful that God allowed me to learn this. I'm grateful that I get to rely on Him to do better next time. And I forgive myself. Who do I want to be? If you guys have been following me for a long time or you just started, you guys, this is the most important thing that you can learn to manifest the life and the business of your dreams. It is to take on the identity of the person who's capable of making it happen. The person who's running a multi-million dollar empire, guys, is full of love and peace and joy and gratitude. And that, my friends, is who I choose to be. I take on the identity and I choose again. I choose love. I choose gratitude. I choose forgiveness. I hope that this helps. I hope that you guys all know that I love you and I'm grateful that you show up here. I'm grateful that I get to be vulnerable and broken and you get to see my healing journey, because all of this is for you. All of this is to help you guys live out your full purpose in your lives. It's for none of us to look back and wish that we had done things differently before it was too late. Every day is a new start. Choose to start again today. Remember that choice in our free will is our superpower. So choose forgiveness. Choose love. Choose to be love. All right, you guys. I hope you have an amazing rest of your night. And I will talk to you next week. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.